Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette has entered the fray. Limits didn't tell me that Brian would be in the building. What a treat it is to see him here.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
It's great to see you.
And your respect, your deference toward Bob is almost moving me to the point of tears. I asked you, I said, you can move the mannequin, the cardboard cutout of Bob, and you said you wouldn't think of that. You'll take the seat in the corner.
Absolutely. Although it's coming back to bite me because I can't hear anything in these headphones, so I might have to adjust and move somewhere else.
You can't hear anything?
No.
Limits, can you help Brian?
I can.
Because I don't think we should move the mannequin at this point. I think that's a fixture on the show. In the meantime, Brian, while you're not able to hear me through the headphones, you can hear me across the table. And the first thing that, one of the first things Mike Tomlin said was the injury report, and that was actually heartening. I don't know about you, but I thought that Deshaun Elliott, the way that that went down, was going to be done for the year, or certainly for multiple games, and now he's week to week. That's great news.
Yeah, yeah. Just watching him, you could see from the press box, it was right after that second Tucker Kraft touchdown, and I guess they kicked the extra point. It was an extra point or two-point conversion. Regardless, right in front of the press box window, Elliott's getting carted off and just has his hand over his face, and it looked really bad.
Yeah.
So, and obviously the injury itself, I couldn't believe they showed the replay because I had the broadcast up on my phone in the press box, and I wouldn't have wanted to look at that too many times. So yeah, maybe he did dodge a season-ending injury.
Wow, the fact that that is only a hyperextended knee, great for him and could be great for the Steelers that he's not out apparently for a long, long term. He's out this week for sure, Tomlin said.
Yeah.
But then he left the light on for Isaac Seumalo, too, and I didn't have that on the old bingo card either. I thought he was going to be out multiple weeks. He might play, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they're at least going to limit him early in the week, and I wasn't really sure what to make of that one because he did come back in and try to give it a go in the second half. So, yeah, I guess we'll see where it goes with Seumalo. He's had that pec before. I don't think Tomlin specified if it's the same pec.
I wasn't even aware of that. He came back and made it a go and then left again, though,
yeah,
right?
I think he played one series and then they rolled him out for the rest of the game. And Big Spencer Anderson came in, and as Aaron Rodgers astutely pointed out afterward, taking one of their pass catchers off the field.
That was pretty good.
To have that humor in the moment was, I mean, I guess if you wanted to be very anti-Aaron Rodgers, you'd say it's not the time nor the place.
Oh, no, it was great.
But
I thought
it was
great.
Funny. Yeah.
Can you hear me through the headphones? Can you hear the clips through the headphones?
Yes.
Maybe we proceed here.
Yes.
All right, Limits, then the show is yours now. You play a clip and Brian and I will riff on it if you don't mind.
All right, Joe, let's first start with Tomlin's opening statement and what he had to first say about who was to blame.
Good afternoon. As always, I'll start with a quick review of our last performance. As I said after the game, man, just really disappointing on a lot of fronts. But probably the most important component of it is we didn't put 60 minutes of football together. Felt like we were doing the things that we needed to do over the course of the first 30 minutes of action, although it wasn't perfect by any stretch. You know, you're always a little bit concerned when you're settling for field goals when you're playing good people. Seems like touchdowns is how it gets done in our business at this level. And so it was a little bit less than comfortable at halftime settling for 3 field goals. I think those drives were stopped by penalties and negative plays on 1st and 10.
I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always the offense first. He had a 16-point lead. They've won games without touchdowns. They won a game early last season in Atlanta.
Two of them. They won two games
and
without
Denver,
a touchdown
right?
last year.
Was Denver the other one?
I don't think.
Maybe one touchdown in Denver.
Definitely the Atlanta game. I can't remember the other one. Baltimore? Why do I want to say Baltimore?
Might have been, yeah. But I don't know. It's always, for him, he seems to go right to the offense, and I think a lot of people look at it like he doesn't want people or he wants to deflect attention from his defense.
Meanwhile,
you got a 16-7 lead and you have one of the greatest defenses of all time. That should be good enough, quite frankly.
Do you think, just when you get into the process of him laying out the presser comments, I mean, is it just like reading left to right? You start with the offense, you go to the defense, and then if there's
Tomlin
something
strikes
special
me as more intentional than that. But
yeah, I don't know, honestly. I imagine asking him that next week. Mike, do you always start with the offense just as a matter of course, or do you think you could switch it up for us? I remember in Penn State season when things were going haywire, James Franklin forgot to do his usual review of the next opponent or something like that, and one of the guys asked, like, are you still going to do that? And then next thing you know, he's fired a couple weeks later.
Yeah, that was the Northwestern week. That
was
the week before he was fired.
I mean, in a sober analysis of the game, they scored 25 points. They gave up 35 points, almost 500 yards. The other guy had 20 straight completions. I would think that if you're breaking down a game, you might want to start with the I think it would be obvious for me anyway to start with my defense.
Yeah, 21 straight completions if you count the two-point conversion, and I wouldn't dare want to leave that out.
So. I wouldn't either. But you raise a good point there, Brian. In the middle of, and we're talking to Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette, the fan hotline. He's on the fan hotline, essentially, although you can take a look at him on our YouTube channel. Wonderful man. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. He was in the middle of some esoteric breakdown of what kinds of blitzes and coverage alignments the Colts use. And I said to Limits on the little intercom we have here.
Was it all the nickel formations and dime formations they use?
Why does he do this each week? Because I don't think any other coach goes to these lengths to break down the other team. Sometimes it's interesting, but why do you think, because again, he's a very intentional guy with what he does. Why does he do that? Why bother? Why not just say, here's your injury update, questions, and let's get this over with? Why does he do that, Brian, in your opinion?
Well, I've talked about this with people who have been on the beat longer than me. It used to be more of a made-for-TV event, although it still is televised, I believe, on KDK Plus. So I don't know if that was the intent there or if times have changed from 2007 to 2025, as long as this guy's been on the job. I mean, hey, we all have stories to write. He could be trying to help the media. There have been times where it's like, hey, it's the end of the week. I'm doing a story on Jonathan Taylor now, and the Steelers trying to stop him. Boop, I go back to Mike Tomlin at the 8:23 mark of Tuesday, and he said 400 words on him. So it can be helpful, but it's interesting too. Like, I was talking to one of the Packers writers. They were shocked that he only does this once a week.
Yeah.
Now, he's available at other times in the week, but He's usually very brief if those times come up, and it tends to only be requested if there's a quarterback situation or a really big injury situation that's going down to the 11th hour. I don't know. That's just what he's always done, and that's kind of the Steelers' MO in a lot of things.
It's just
the way that it's always been done.
It's for some reason today, it especially just struck me as strange. Like,
he got really in the weeds on the Colts.
He really
defensive
did.
Personnel groupings.
And to my knowledge, no other coach comes close to doing what he does.
If you're curious, if you're curious, most other coaches around the league, they'll do like a quick Monday thing with their beat writers to talk about the last week's game.
Yeah.
Then I think a lot of them will talk again, like maybe Tuesday or Wednesday.
And then you can request him. You can request him on Friday if you want him.
Yeah, and I think Wednesday or Thursday too. But yeah, I mean, he generally just gets it all out there, and these other coaches aren't talking for a half hour at a time. To be fair, they're not taking as many Q&A sessions as Tomlin does with the Steelers reporters. But yeah, we're getting philosophical now on Tomlin Tuesdays, but that's what we're here for.
Well, let's break down next what he had to say about Terrell Austin, who, if he's not under some fire, certainly should be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.